Rob Fain for Joe for about half an hour more. Jazz Joe Hall warming up at the bullpen. He and his team ready to take over the reins at 3 o'clock. Well, I love it because every Friday I come in, I realize that once a month we get the chance to talk food. And as a former restaurateur, this is always near and dear to me, to talk all things food. The editor and publisher of VancouverFoodster.com, Richard Wolak, kind enough to join me. Richard, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Rob.
Well, we're talking new restaurants, which is always quite the endeavor for the restaurateur, but it's always great for the consumer. What one do you have at the top of your list, one that you want to check out?
Well, the first one is Sky Avenue Kitchen and Lounge. It's out in Surrey. It's in the central city area. I just opened about a month and a half ago or so, and when you hear Sky Avenue, I first thought it was like Blue Sky, but it has nothing to do with that. It's all about whiskey. Kind of the Isle of Sky is what they kind of went with. They've got the largest whiskey collection in Canada, over 3,000 bottles of whiskey in their collection and growing. So that's quite exciting for the whiskey enthusiast. As far as the kitchen goes, they've got Chef Valerio Piscatelli. He is running the kitchen, and he has quite the elaborate plan involved there. The restaurant seats 250 inside and 100 outside, and they've got everything. So you kind of go, like, first I thought Cactus Club E, but it's not really. So they're kind of covering the whole gamut of all these different kinds of items, such as the Japanese secret menu brioche. It's actually not on the menu, but now you know it's there, and you can now order it. Comes with whipped cream goddess. I also tried the fresh vegan ricotta made in-house. Very good. They've got sushi, Ozzy sushi. The salmon was really good. And I also love the wrapped salmon, the Cajun chicken dish with the deli ratatouille and cardamom rice. So you've got different kinds of flavors going on here, Cajun and Indian kind of together. You've got the chef's burger. Now, Chef Valerio is behind the burger that was launched at Per Se Social Corner a few years ago. So if people know that burger, they're going to want to follow it along to try his latest incarnation of this burger out in Surrey. And then they've got all these different steaks. I had the A5 Wagyu from Japan. That's kind of on the higher end of things. They've got other ones as well. But they've got all these different dishes. They've also got pizzas on offer and a full line of desserts, all made in-house. Everything is made from scratch in-house. So I was very impressed out there. It was very different than what I had originally thought of, as I thought, okay, Surrey, something new. I don't know what's involved. But it's obviously beautiful space. They've done a fantastic job. Really a lot to come from this team. They've just launched brunch service a few days ago, so a lot to check out. So it's in the central city area. You can get there by SkyTrain. It's quite easy. And then another spot is in Vancouver. So this is called Ramson's Pizzeria and Bar. It's on 758 West 16th Avenue, kind of in the Canby Village neighborhood. And this is actually a spot that actually had been empty for a few years, thanks to the pandemic for things changing things up there. But you've got a very good pizza crust involved here. So the owner has come up with some all sorts of wild ingredients, but it's the crust that really works here. There's a thin crust. It's got a pillowy kind of outside crust, and it's easy to digest. So sometimes I have pizzas, and I try them, and I go, oh, my God, I feel indigestion 3 hours later. This was not the case. So this was actually very, very light. And it was done really well. My favorites there were the potato bacon on a white sauce base. Very good. And a Ninua green sauce. It's actually a green pea base. So this is something different. I haven't really seen this around before. This was done really well. Ninua is kind of a spicy sausage, broccoli and goat cheese together. Really good. They've got some salads. The burrata was very good. And they've got some desserts made in-house as well. So that's a great spot to go if you're in the Canby Village neighborhood. And then something different. This is called the Iboki Grill. It's a commissary-based restaurant in Vancouver specializing in Nigerian cuisine. So this is something we don't really see around Vancouver too often. It's nice to see something new. And, of course, to kill the overhead costs for them, they went the commissary-based way. So it's available to order by Uber Eats only for now. And it's only available Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But they're doing really well, and they've only been open a few weeks now. I got a chance to taste a lot of their dishes last week. The Iboki chicken wings were really good, savory and sweet, very, very nice. And then the shrimp fried rice comes with roasted chicken, but you could actually get it with different proteins. They've got chicken leg or chicken drumstick or turkey wing if you want to do that too. So they've kind of got lots of options for people. That was really good. The jollof rice is a Nigerian specialty. There's actually only one other restaurant in Vancouver that makes it. So that was also something really good to try. The meat pie was good. Grilled tilapia fish was actually the whole fish, including the head. So if that doesn't bother you, then you go for that.
Means it's fresh.
fresh, exactly. I mean, it's just done right there. And it's great to see spices. You know, spices are something different than we have around this area of the woods. So kudos for them for trying something different that people can try. So Nigerian cuisine, but you definitely have to check them out through Uber Eats. It's called the Boki Grill. You can find them on Instagram, but you have to only order through Uber Eats for now for that one. And then there's this a new delivery service. So this is actually another kind of commissary idea, but it's called Crafted Pizza, and they're frozen pizza. So they're actually making them out in Delta in a commissary. People order online, and there's four different kinds of pizzas now. There's the caramelized onion, which I've tried, which was really good. I really enjoyed that. And the margarita, also really good. They've also got a pepperoni pizza and a four cheese. So the idea there is you pick up some pizzas, you put them in the freezer, and you have a rainy day, or get stuck or whatever at home, then you've got something in the freezer to pull out and put in the oven. It bakes in 10 to 15 minutes. So very easy. You cook from frozen, and they'll deliver. They'll give free delivery on orders over $30 for around Vancouver right now. So that's actually a great deal as well. So you can find them on Instagram. It's at Crafted Pizza. That's sort of the best way of doing it. And through there, you can find out how to order from them. But I think they've done a great job here. And the owner actually had come from Brazil. He owned a pizzeria in Brazil and moved to Canada 2016. And now he's got kids in the Vancouver school system. And he started out his own commissary-based pizzeria. So that's something definitely to check out.
You know what, Richard? Just very quickly, I just wanted to say that frozen pizzas come a long way from the old bricks that you used to get when you go to the supermarket. I mean, I'm just looking at the website here for Crafted Pizza. I mean, these look like big league pizzas that are delivered right to your front door.
Yeah, I thought it's very similar to General Assembly. And General Assembly, people may not know it. It's actually out of Ontario, but they're in all the grocery stores all over the city now. And it's great to find something local which competes with something perhaps from Ontario. So I think they've done a good job with this one. Now, here's another spot, and I don't know if you've known about this one, but this is actually a chain coming to Canada. The first restaurant in Canada for the chain is called Marigami Udon. People have had it in California and Hawaii. I know a lot of people talk about it all the time. They actually have 1,000 stores worldwide now. And I know a lot of Vancouverites were looking forward to this. Now, it's just opened like a week ago downtown. It's right near the stadium on Beattie Street in Dunsmuir. So that's a great option before you go to a game. Now, there's a huge lineup on the weekend, but it's moving very quickly. People are getting through in 20 to 30 minutes. So just sort of plan ahead. They do a really good job at moving people through, and it's a full sit-down restaurant. You can also take stuff to go. I think this is better to be set inside rather than to go. But I tried a lot of different items here. Now, they make all the udon in-house, fresh. They have all these different broths and sauces. Prices are really good. That was the other thing. I was expecting that it was going to be expensive because it's a chain coming to Canada, but it actually is not. So everything's basically under $14. You get a whole meal. So this, as they specialize in udon, I've tried the kake udon, which was like a special light broth. I kind of more of a plain noodle dish. Then I have the Nikutama, and it's also had beef on there. It came with an onsen egg and the udon. They had a curry udon, also really good, really flavorful with that. And then they offer a bunch of different tempura, and you can order by the piece. You can get a selection of them. You can share with your friends if you want. But shrimp tempura, the pumpkin croquette was very good. Zucchini, the chicken karage was very good. So I think they've done a great job. I mean, you'll find them. They took over the Famoso spot. It was previously Ricky's Grill. That kind of thing. But I think this one's going to do well, because if you saw the lineup there last weekend, it was crazy. Even on Monday night, like 100 people in line down the street. But people are raving about it. Everyone's liking it, which is a good sign. And then lastly, for new ones today, I just want to talk about a place. It's a new Moroccan restaurant. It just opened up in Gastown. So Gastown's seeing a bit of a resurgence right now. Because of the pandemic, a lot of places had closed or been sold. And now there's all these new restaurants opening up. So it's kind of become more exciting again for the Gastown neighborhood. And this is homestyle Moroccan cuisine. So you don't really see homestyle too much. You see Moroccan dishes that have been kind of westernized, I guess, is a way of putting it, but not here. So here it's more like when you go to someone's home in Morocco, these are the dishes you're going to have. So the owners have come up with some great ideas here. It's a beautiful room, first of all. So if you want to go for a date night, or you want to take friends, go for a birthday or something, this is your spot. They're doing belly dancing on the weekends. They've got all sorts of different dishes you can share. So the Mogador Symphony Salad has a whole bunch of different of their warm and cold salads that you can have together. So that was a good one. And then they have these tagines. Now, the tagine is a way of cooking, like a kind of a stew idea. I had the Symphony Fish Tagine. It was very good with rockfish. It was flavorful with herbs. They have the beef, slow-cooked beef shank was really good. So was the lamb shank with couscous. So these are actually kind of large meals, but they had really good flavors, caramelized onions, raisins, cinnamon, that kind of thing. And they've got a couple dishes that I'd never heard of before, and then I would definitely go back and order these again. One was called Safa Madurfa, I guess. It's with shredded chicken, cinnamon, raisins, and it was like with a dash of icing sugar on top. Really unique, very different. And then the Rafissa is a dish with the owners from the owner's hometown with shredded fenugreek seeds, chicken, lentils, and spices. So also really good. So just lots of different things there. There's phyllo pastry dishes, lamb chops, and full-on cocktails with all sorts of Moroccan spices to them, and dessert. So they didn't even sort of stop there, because usually you go like, I'm full. But they have like 12 different desserts on offer, and all made in-house. So
awesome.
I just thought, great to see, first of all, something different. And two owners that have come together, not knowing each other before, but they had emigrated to Canada, to Vancouver, ended up here, and somehow through the chain of events, they met each other and have just opened up. So a great spot. So you'll find them on 51 West Hastings in Vancouver.
Awesome, Richard. Well, thank you for the time today.
You're welcome.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.